Hey, hey, it's Heidi Stevens over here, and welcome to Feet on the Grass, a podcast for heart-centered women who want to give themselves permission to slow down, live more intentionally, create from inspiration, and follow your soul-led path. I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a domestic CEO. I'm a master at manifesting, and I have been on a deep spiritual path for quite a while now. This new podcast is a creative outlet where I get to share my journey with you and, most importantly, connect with my community. So let's go, my friends. If you'd like to receive some photos and possible little videos from that week that goes with the episode, then feel free to sign up for weekly love notes from the ranch. I'm so excited to bring you along this journey, to share some of the magic that's been going on, and to dive in with you. Let's go. Well, hello, my friend, on this beautiful Friday morning. I am recording this and the sun is shining and it is a beautiful day here in sunny San Diego. So just sending some of that love and beauty to you right now. Before we dive into this episode, I want to take care of a few little logistics. First and foremost, thank you so much for all of your love on the launch of Feet on the Grass. I got quite a few responses via email and DMs and just comments on the social media posts. So thank you. Thank you. I even got a few in-person hugs and congratulations. It feels good to really be putting this out in the world. As you know, it's been on my heart for quite some time, and I was bumping up against some resistance. And I think I've also just been bumping up against like that whole social media barrier. Like, I want to connect with my community and I have things to say. And, you know, in the past, social media has been a platform that I've connected with so many of you. And it's not that I'm like cold turkey. It's not that I'm not on there. I have curated my feed so that when I do go on there, I'm basically only seeing gardens and homesteads and goats and bees and things that are just making me really happy these days. And I've just either unfollowed or quieted or muted a lot of the other noise, but I just do not have the desire to be posting and thinking about what I'm going to post and should I post. And oh, it's just, for me, it's exhausting. It's not where I want to spend my time, but I do want to be with all of you and I do want to share. So thank you for the love. It's felt so good. Logistic-wise, the intention is to drop new podcast on Fridays and then to send the love notes on Sundays. For those of you that have been around for a while, you might remember the Sacred Sunday love notes, which you all loved. And that was just me writing from my heart to yours. I then went through this phase where I was hiring a copywriter and there was just a lot of other stuff. And so we're pulling it all back. You'll get a Sacred Sunday love note from the ranch, from me to you. And I'm going to keep pointing you back there. So if you're not on that list, you can sign up in the show notes. There'll be no spam. You can unsubscribe at any time, light and easy. All right, with that, let's dive into today's episode. So it's an interesting one and, you know, it's a vulnerable one. And I think as I go, I'm probably going to be saying that a lot because the intention of this podcast is to share my life with you. And that is vulnerable. It's like just putting it out in the world. So this one feels, this topic of valuing my role as a domestic CEO feels vulnerable because of the way that it perhaps may be perceived. And at the end of the day, that isn't my business. So, you know, my business is to share what's on my heart and to share my learnings. And then you get to take it as you wish. I know some of you will really, really, really resonate with this. There may be a few like, oh, well, wouldn't that be nice to be able to do that? And perhaps some of you will judge me, and that's okay. That's all part of this journey of putting myself out there. So really why I wanted to record this particular podcast is because this feels new to me. It feels like a new place in my life where I'm really valuing, like really valuing. And that being a domestic CEO takes a lot. And I think for so long, it's just been something that I should do or that I'm good at, or it's just the role that I take on as a wife. It's like an assumption and I just do it. But there's been aspects in the past that have been really resentful. And I feel like I'm actually placing currency and value in a new way. And so my hope and prayer is that in me kind of developing this new side of myself, that maybe you'll find something that you can take with it. And perhaps you will value or speak up for places inside of yourself that you feel called to. So with that, today's episode, we're going to talk about how I define the role of domestic CEO. I want to break down what that actually looks like how am I spending my days, and talk about some of the presence in parenting that I'm experiencing. And then just, you know, to talk about how this just naturally falls on the wife or the woman in the relationship. And I'm just going to kind of set aside, you know, gender roles, and there's so much that we could go into here. Really, I'm sharing my story. I'm sharing my story, my experience, and if it relates, please take it. I'm also going to touch on the money piece, because this is a big one, right, for all of us, and it's in the vortex. And as an asterisk, I think I just want to share that neither Kenny or I grew up wealthy, and we have both worked really, really, really hard for what we have. And I don't know, I just feel like I want to say that. Kenny did not come from any money whatsoever, and he grew up around in the real estate world. There is just naturally so much money in the Los Angeles world, especially the Jewish Los Angeles world. But it does feel important just to share that, you know, he is fully, fully self-made. My family comes from a kind of an upper middle class in a small town. I often will share that my dad was a big fish in a small pond. He was a successful piano. He owned a piano stores in Tacoma, Washington that were passed down from his father. And he did really, really, really well from them. He took a business that was in debt and that was passed from my late grandfather to my grandmother. And my dad, really, I give it to him. Like, he turned it around. He was very, very successful. And he taught us that it took a lot of hard work to do what you want. And so while I did grow up kind of having all of my needs met and, you know, traveling here and there, I definitely had a very distinct hard work ethic from very early age. Like, not, don't need to get into it, but like, I had jobs when I was like 8 years old, right? I just was very kind of entrepreneurial from the beginning. That being what it said, I will move into this conversation that I've been having with myself around, can I be a quote unquote like stay at home mom? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, am I worthy of that? Am I devaluing myself? So, you know, for me, this role of domestic CEO, it's different than a stay at home mom. And I think that maybe I've judged stay at home moms in the past. So, just all of that aside, man, you guys, there's so much that I do. There's so much that we all do. I think so much of my upbringing and like programming and now like reprogramming is really redefining myself for who I am in the world instead of for what I'm doing. And we all have heard it. And we all are like on this path doing this work of honoring ourselves for who we are and just being instead of just what we're doing. But it feels like there's been this visceral shift inside of myself, especially since pausing my coaching business, you know, pausing my coaching business and really looking at how am I defining my worth in the world? And am I defining it by, you know, how many people are saying that I'm changing their life? And to an extent, what are the numbers or how many hands do I have in different businesses? And really like pulling back, coming home, softening inside myself. And with that, there's been a new currency of this domestic CEO of owning and tending to my home and to my heart and to my kid's heart and to my husband's heart. And so, you know, there's an aspect of this, of the things that I do. And I think this is the kind of the more stay-at-home mom piece. And everyone's relationships are different and family dynamics are different. So I just want to share what it looks like for me. Because I am, like many of you, holding a lot of pieces of our domestic life. Like truly, actually, kind of all of it. God bless my husband. He brings so much. But when it comes right down to it, I am the one that is planning the kids' calendar, planning our social calendar, planning the kids' social calendar, all of the food, all of the meals. Very, very clear expectation that food is on the table at night for dinner, and it is mostly always homemade. the kids' lunches, the breakfasts, et cetera. And we are a family that we eat, like we eat. I joke that when people come over at 10 in the morning, our kitchen island is like full from one side to the other of all of the breakfast foods. Like we are in eggs and bacon and turkey bacon and toast and protein and peanut butter and jelly, and everyone has their own like quirks. And so we are all eating breakfast, coffee, tea, all the things. So it is not a cereal and jump out the door kind of household. I'm also, you know, very particular about what my kids eat for lunch. So it's like homemade lunches every single day. They do not have lunch at their school. And then there's the managing the house and the plumber and the gardener and the deliveries and the returns. And look, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but I think it's important to actually look at all the things that we do every day. It's so easy for us to think, oh yeah, I'm just like running all these things and I'm doing a business and I'm this and I'm that and I'm working a job. And oh, of course, the plumber has to come on Wednesday between 1 and 4 and someone's just expected to be here. Like that takes time and it takes energy. And I have been the mom in the past where I have full-time help. I still have a lot of help. I will talk about that. But there are a lot of things that I really want to do and I enjoy doing. I really love picking up the kids. It's a time where I get to hear about their days. I want to be the one taking the kids to school. I want to be the one picking up the friend from the play date or from the, you know, the tennis courts. Like those are things that I desire to do. Now, things that I don't desire to do is running to the grocery store and doing all the returns at the whatever, picking up the random gifts at the gift store. And so up until now, I have had a part-time nanny that has helped with all of those errands. She'll sometimes stick with Grace in the afternoon for an hour or two while I am with Harrison at tennis or whatnot. But there's been some shifts in the calendar, and that's going to actually be going away pretty soon, which is all really good and healthy. And I've, you know, for right now, I'm actually not going to have that person come back. I'm not going to hire a new role. So it actually feels good of like, yes, this is the things that I want to be doing right now. Let's talk about what a domestic CEO does emotionally, because those of us that are mothers, there is so much presence. And what I've learned from some of my dear friends that have older kids is that the emotional mental piece of it, it doesn't go away. It's like even when they're out of the house, the emotional stuff, I have one friend that has 4 kids out of the house and she's like, Heidi, it actually gets harder as they're out of the house because they're calling you and they need to talk about this and this happened and this drama happened and they need so much support. And so I'm valuing my presence in a way that I haven't before. It was just like, oh, it's expected of me. Oh, I'm the one that's going to talk about this or walk Grace through a little anger moment or Harrison through his meltdown. And then I would get upset and I would get mad and I would have expectations on Kenny or expect for him to have a higher, you know, EQ than Kenny has a high EQ, but his capacity is much lower than mine. And so I'm valuing my presence with the kids. And I'm also valuing that it takes energy, like a lot of energy. And that being able to listen or being able to sit with Gracie at, you know, 7:30 at night when she's starting to transition into bed and she is just exhausted and she needs to let it out. And so I want to share, you know, I could do a whole nother episode on ways to help our kids, you know, like emotionally release. And these are things that I did not learn until I was 25 or maybe even 30 years old. But now Gracie knows that she can hit the pillow and she does these movements with her arms and she's like she's throwing something. And then she'll go, ah, and she'll scream into the pillow. Mind you, Gracie's not even 6. So she'll scream into the pillow and she makes these faces and it's like her inner collie energy is like coming out. I can actually see it like start to come out and wiggle through her little body. And I'm like, you go, girl. And sometimes I'll do it with her. And it's like playful, but it's loud. And she needs to express and open her mouth in that way, right? How many of us have been so shut down of noise? And so look, when I'm going all day long, having my head in a gazillion places, I don't have the capacity. And there's like no shade, no judgment if you don't have the capacity. I'm just sharing my own inner transformation that has happened, that I am actually have the full capacity to sit there with her and hold and be like, yes, cheer her on, coach her through it. and I can just see how much it's helping her. My dear son has been having lots of stuff like that from a very early age that I used to get really resentful for. And now I'm just finding myself like going with it. And he is very verbal and we'll talk it all through. And he doesn't want to talk about it until 9 o'clock at night for the most part. And so it's like, I am so spent. You know, I am so done. It's like, all I want to do is just lay there with him for a couple of minutes, rub his back, give him a kiss on the head, and like go take my bath, like go read my book, go read my magazine. And of course, you know, it's like blah, 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 and this person, that person. And oh my goodness, I just know that so many of you can relate right now. It's like everything that I can do to just listen and talk, because I know he needs it. And look, can I do this every single night? No, he also doesn't need it every night. But I'm just finding myself actually resourced so that I'm not angry and that I'm not depleted and that I'm not taking it out on my husband in other ways. And that's huge. It's huge and it's big. And so for me, that's the role of a domestic CEO, physically what I'm doing, emotionally what I'm doing. Let's talk about mentally what's happening over here. Like so many of you I know, like me, you know, maybe you're the visionaries of the family. Kenny often will say to me like, Heidi, that's crazy, or you're out to lunch, or your head is in the clouds. And I'm like, uh-huh. And for those of you that have been with me for a while, you know the stories of like, I'm the one that like sees the vision of like, we're going to move down to San Diego, or we're going to buy a house here, or we're going to do this with the house, or we're going to take this vacation, or whatever the thing is. We're going to go on this retreat. And he's like, no, 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 no. And then somehow, some way, without me forcing, gently pushing, sometimes harder than others, he like is the one that then's like, oh yeah, we should get that house, or oh yeah, we should actually move to San Diego. So as the visionary, it takes energy. It takes space and it takes time to think about what's the next step. What are the experiences that you want to have? Some of you may have a little bit more collaborative experience with your partners with these. I tend to be the one that dreams it up on my own. And then I find the right time. Timing is everything. The right time, the right voice, the right, you know, I make sure that Kenny's in the right space to be able to receive what I'm sharing. And sometimes that is, there's a lot of patience on my part on that. So there's a sense of like dreaming it up and then being willing to hold it inside of myself. And whether it's talking to a friend or, you know, another soul sister, but there is this like mental capacity that I'm like visioning and thinking and dreaming. And whether that's in a breathwork course, you know, everyone has like their different ways of doing that and calling that forward. And for me, it's just allowing myself to have space. So that may be my walks by myself in nature. I've recently been going to like different, like a cold plunge and sauna space. I'll talk with my interior designer about our house remodel. I'll start sketching out plans of our garden and kind of how I foresee it all working out on the property. And so now we're kind of going into the spiritual side, which is how I'm tending to myself. And, you know, really just honoring that there is different nervous systems. And I tend to be an energizer bunny. And so I do tend to be able to get a lot of things actually done. And I also have to schedule the time in my week for my own space. Like if I am back to back to back, I am so depleted and I'm so drained. So for me, it tends to be like, you know, kind of like two commitments during the day. So whether that's, you know, recording this podcast and getting my nails done. Like getting my nails done is not joyful. That's not self-care. That's just upkeep. That's just maintenance, right? Or we've got a call with our bookkeeper and I have a walk with a girlfriend. Whatever the things are, I kind of have like a two thing a day. I try to. Sometimes it's more, but I'm not packing my schedule from 8:30 in the morning until 2 p.m. from when I'm dropping the kids off at school and from when I'm creating space to take care of emails, to go walk around my property, to get my physical workouts in. I'm having a session with a healer. I'm going back and forth with different creative projects that I'm working on. I'm talking to my contractor. Like, the days are full, but if I am committed, then I'm overstuffing and then I'm overwhelmed. When we're overcrowded on our calendar, we're overstuffing and we're overwhelmed. It's like, it all, for me, it all goes into one. And so when I can create some space, and then I'm like, great, I'm going to put my lifting weights workout here. And I'm going to also create space to go walk for an hour today. And then I have this commitment and this commitment. My day just flows with more grace. And then I have the capacity to be in presence for my children and my husband. And I just think that for so long, I was so focused on the things that I wanted to create in my business, which is, again, there's no, if that like lights you up and that fills your cup and you're just overjoyed by it, then amen. Like, you go do you. I talked to my sister the other day and she's just hustling. And I'm like, yes, like, you go, girl. Like, she's doing such a great job in her business. And this is where she's at right now. And I joked with her, I'm like, I'm on another side of that, right? And we giggled about it. And I was like, I'm like actively trying to do less every single day. And what I know is that as I'm like taking things out of my schedule, I'm then having more energy and capacity to put in to my kids and have those talks at 9 o'clock at night. And I'm also having the capacity to put into Kenny. And what that looks like is being able to listen to what's going on in his business, being able to really just like care for him in the way that he needs to be cared for. And again, everybody is different, but he needs a lot of love. He also needs a lot of space. So it's like, that means that he needs space, which means that he's not necessarily helping around the house. He's not helping with the kids. And this is both an unconscious agreement that we've made and a conscious agreement. And the more that we're able to have these conversations, the more that him and I run more fluidly. And I think this kind of transitions us to the conversation around money, because it's not that there's just an endless supply at our household. It is a thing. We have big dreams. We have big plans of remodel. You know, you guys are going to hear me talk about remodeling this ranch for a long time, because it is such a project, and the ultimate vision is really big. And so it's taking a lot from us, not only taking a lot physically, like moving in and out of guest houses on our property to remodel the main house, doing it in different chunks. It's taking a lot resources wise. It's taking a lot of money. And so, yes, if I was working and I was bringing in a lot, it would definitely help. It would definitely help. And Kenny would not be mad about that. And we have had conversations that there is so much going on in our life, and there is so much to do, and there's so much to tend to, and there's all these projects and kids and lifestyle, and like, you know, I'm preaching the choir. I know you guys get it. We all work better, at least for now. At least for now. I am so open to it shifting. We are all better off when I am taking care of all those things and he is in charge of making the money. And so as it stands right now, I actually see that a lot of, and this is really vulnerable because I know, I feel like some of you might judge this, but what's been coming in as a download is that my job is to master the energy. And then my job is to help him master the energy. And so as both of us are master manifestors, and so, but my energy is to like master it. And so that I'm literally pulling the energy over him. And then his job is to open up his crown and to just like let it all flow through. And that when we're in that divine dance, I'm more playful. He's lighter. Our marriage is better. Our intimacy better. Our sex life is better. I'm more in my feminine. I'm more playful. I'm more present. And like, we all of us are then vibrating higher. It also allows him to be more in his masculine. It's like he is driving that bus. And there's like, no, I'm not going, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that because I have to work and I have to do this. It's like, no, I'm tending to our family. I'm tending to our home literally and figuratively. So that's what's working. Like that, we are thriving over here in this way. And so I share that from a place of this is what's working for us. It's big. It's really, really, really big. Take from it what you will. I am honoring this like domestic CEO role and this capacity to create for creative sake. Like, can I just create beauty and creativity because it raises the vibration of our whole home and not from a place of like, I have to start a business and make money from it instantly. Like, can I just let myself do that? And there's just been so much joy that I know has already hired into more money coming through Kenny, and I know will continue to. A couple things that I want to share with you in closing. If this ruffled your feathers in any way, I'm going to just go great, right? Great, because there's a reason for that. And just know that maybe there's some learning there. Questions that perhaps you'll consider. Actually, before I go into the questions, I did say that I would talk about my support. And so the transition with the nanny and the, you know, she does some errands. She's moving out sooner than later. And so I'm not going to be replacing her. And then I do have cleaning lady that comes several days a week. And we have a very large property. We have a lot of guests. And so she is helping with, there's a lot to clean. There's a lot to do. She also does help with preparing some of the dinners at night. So during the day, she'll cook some chicken for me or she'll make some rice and beans. And then I'll just kind of have that ready to go. And I'll like, she does maybe one part and I do the other parts. And then we have our dog. So she does help with our dog. So, you know, just our dog is 100 pounds and a Rottweiler and still a puppy. So there is like a ton of energy. So she's kind of helping fill these different roles in different places as I'm tending to these other things. So that's the support that we have. Kenny then obviously has his whole team with his real estate business. Questions to consider and ask yourself, and I'll also write this in the email that you're going to get. So if you don't write this down, it's okay. What roles have you consciously agreed to in your life and in your partnership? And what roles are you currently playing out that you're unconsciously agreed to? And one of the ways that you can tune into what are or shed light to the unconscious pieces is, where are you feeling resentful? And I think this is a feeling that so many women feel a lot. And I think our partners do as well, because there's just a lot unsaid and there's a lot of assumptions and expectations. And then especially for those of us A-type, go, 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 overachievers, there's so many expectations that we put on ourselves. And maybe that's the way that we've valued ourselves, at least in the past. And so there's just this like, well, I expect that I can do it all. And then when you can't, you're disappointed. And then maybe it rubs off on your partner. So where are you resentful? Where are you resentful in your relationship? And where are there expectations that aren't being met? And then what do you need? What do you need to clarify inside of you? Is it these harder conversations around money? Is it you really need to clarify roles of who's taking out the garbage and who's putting the kids to bed? It's like my husband just doesn't like putting the kids to bed. And quite frankly, the kids don't like him putting them to bed. And for so long, it was like this fight every single night. And so in the last, call it 4 months, we've come up with this plan that Harrison's birthday is on an odd day and Gracie's birthday is on an even day. So if it's an odd day, it's Harrison's choice. So I would put him to bed. And if it's an even day, it's Grace's choice. Now, almost every single night, I put them both to bed because it's just, it flows better and my energy is up and I can do it. And there are nights when I say to the whole family, I don't have it tonight. My tank is empty. Grace, it's your night. I'm assuming you want me to put you to bed. I will put you to bed. Harrison, you're with Dad. And it's like, there may be a little bit of resistance, but overall, there's no arguing. They know it. They get it. And they're getting my love so much of the time, right? Their tanks are so full that when I come to them and say, can't do it tonight, they're fine. Okay. So what do you need to clarify? And then where do you need to speak up? Like, where do you need to sit down with your partner and go on a date and go, we need to chat. I can't be taking out the garbage every single night and this and that and this and that. Like, this is a conversation that we all know to have. But it's like, where perhaps do you need to pull back on certain things? For the longest time, Kenny would say to me, something's got to give, something's got to give. And I'd get so mad at him for saying this. I'm like, I am the woman that can do it all. I am the woman that can do it all and I can have it all. And yes, I believe that we can have it all. And so much of that is our perspective. Like, I truly feel like I have it all right now. And there are aspects of my life that are not fulfilled, right? Like, I don't have the career making all the money today like I did at one point. And I'm so at peace with that because my tank is full in other ways. And I also know that that will come back in some way, in some form, and it will be in divine timing. And I will trust that my nervous system and my schedule will be able to handle that and dance with that in a new way. So what do you need? What have you consciously agreed to? What have you unconsciously agreed to? And where are you holding resentment? And where do you need to speak up? There's a lot of beautiful questions in that that I hope that you will ponder on. Send me an email. Let me know what you thought about this. Let me know what roles you're taking on. And let me know if you're having the courage to do the dance and slow down a little bit or just shift. Just shift the roles and shift the conversation. I love you so much. I hope you have a beautiful day and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed it, if it resonated, I would so appreciate you click the follow button, rate the show, and leave a review. If you'd like to receive weekly love notes from the ranch with even more of what's happening over here, including photos and some background info, you can sign up in the show notes. And lastly, I'm keeping things super simple these days. If you'd like to connect with me, simply email me at heidistevens.co. Look forward to connecting soon, my friend, and thanks again.